in the other Tosas. The first Tosas examines whether Rashi's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that it's talking about after they will makabel the edus. And yet, after the makabel the edus, the Gemara is still concerned that maybe they'll retract. How can they retract if the Kabbalah is the edus? So therefore, Rashi's maintaining that it's a small window of Tokhi de Diva. So first, Tosas attacks that premise. The first thing you do is to see whether the pshat itself makes sense, whether it's consistent. However, even if it is consistent in and of itself, then if you take a look at the whole discussion that Rabbi Yehuda maintains, and you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is learning a certain way, so then your pshat has to be consistent with the answers that he gives in terms of the debate, so to speak, or the discussion, the machlokas. That's the second thing that Tosfos does. When he says that, all right, if you want to say that it's not considered a hefsek, and it's Tov Kedei Dibur after Miyayim Kedei Kamritu, so then let him answer. Let Rabbi Yehuda answer and defend himself in saying that we say this Achar Kedei Dibur. If that's indeed the way Rashi is learning the pshat, that the whole issue which caused the problem of the Chasmin Elohu was because of the assertion that it's within Tokhi de Dibur and Miyaimer is not a Hefsek, so then the logical answer ought to have been, okay, that we say this, right? We say this in the Masum after the Kabbalah say this, and we just wait after Tokhi de Dibur. Then, of course, those are days in parentheses, even though it's not Moelis, even though this Psicha is not Moelis, but that's fine. That's what ought to have happened. See? Then Tosas answers that question. Now you have the Yeshlomos. And now, you see, up to this point, Tosas is struggling to establish his question against Rashi. And the question has now been established. Then you have the Yeshlomos. And the Yeshlomos is, yes, you're right, he could have answered this way, but he has a better answer. As we've explained, the better answer is that he doesn't recognize the problem of a Chasmin Elohu. The last part of Tosis that we've done is that he's working with Rashi's pshat. And he's showing you how, according to Rashi, even though it's after Kabbalah's Eidus, they can still retract, and therefore, there's still the problem of Muslim. The next question was, but if that's the case, and it's talking about after they were makabel the Eidus, and the whole problem is the problem of Muslim, so why, according to Rashi, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda simply say that it's Achim Kedei Dibur, to avoid the issue of muzzling, because then there's no retraction anymore. So Tosa says that he didn't give that answer because he's got a better answer. He obviously doesn't hold that there's a problem in muzzling them. So of course he doesn't have to say that. He doesn't have to come on to this.
Okay.
You know, this device, so to speak.
Okay.
That's why he didn't give that answer.
Okay.
So you don't have a problem on Rashi. At this point, Shlomar is suggesting a different shot altogether, that you can learn the Gemara this way. That's why it's a little bit confusing, because generally speaking, when Tosas asks the question, then he gives the Yeshlomar, so that's the answer. Sometimes the Od Yeshlomar, another way of answering the same question. Okay? Here it doesn't seem to fit, because this is not the dealing with Rashi anymore, but rather a different way of learning. That is to say, the Ad Shelo Nechkar Eidus on the Bezdin, that until their Eidus is interrogated, is investigated. Yicholu lomar mevudemanu. They can say that we're just kidding around, whatever, we're not serious. And they can retract. Until their edus is examined and the examination is complete, while they're still in the process, they can retract. So that's fine. If you learn that way, it's rather simple. That's the way we would have learned. Right, poskim l'schus. That is to say, as soon as the Eidim come, we warn them. We say miyayma kedei kamritu. We imply that we're on to them, something like that. And then the question is v'choskim. Yeah, and the very simple, because at this point in time, the Eidim has not been fully interrogated, so they can retract, and therefore the Gemara raises the question of v'choskim. Everything, that would be very, very smooth. That would be very easy. That's what Tosas is suggesting. Kedetanya b'tosefta. That's what we learned in the Tosefta. Miu b'kuntris pirish, the psichas chus, However, Rashi explained that the psicha sus l'schus is li'achash darshim v'chokrum. And all this is very nice, except it seems that the psicha l'schus has to occur at a particular point in the trial. Li'achash darshim v'chokrum. After the judicial hearing, Uboy and Lisa Valitain, and they're coming to do the deliberation. So this is not just a pashta thing that Stam is an obligation at a certain point in time to be poskim l'schus. Apparently, that's not the case. Ukipirusha mashma beperikol yibodkin. The katani imnimtzu divrayim mechuvanim poskim. So Rashi is not just making up his own thing over here, but the Rashi has a foundation from the Gemara. So that's so Tosis over here. You have a notice. So you have two different issues over here in terms of definition, in terms of Sfar. What are the two issues that we have to try and define in this Tosis? Basically, in Tosis, they need to be defined. This Tosis starts off his assault on Rashi with the question that Niyai Markedi Kamritu is more than Tov Kedei Divar. So clearly, it's a hefsek. He's operating on the assumption that it's a hefsek. Then he changes his position. And he says, no, it's possible to say that we don't have the problem, that you don't have to start the clock of Tov Kedei Divar as soon as they're finished, because Mi'aymer Kedei Kamritu is not a hefsek. So that's one issue. What's the second issue? Huh?
Yeah,
poskim l'schus. Right.
Right. Is interrogator
right.
Happening yet?
Right. Right. Fine. When you say that the mi'aymar kedekamita, which apparently takes place kishekibla when they accept the edus, when the edus is complete, what determines whether you say that that itself is a hefsek, or whether you say that it's not a hefsek? I guess for starters, I always advise everybody, like, what position makes more sense to me, to you, in terms of common sense. So if I answer the question, just on your own terms, if you were to decide, which position makes more sense, what would you say? On a plain common sense level, it seems to me that Tosfos's original position makes sense, that this is considered a hefsek. Because what does that do with the Mishnah Hakira? We're saying that as long as they're involved in the Drishim HaKira, so then they can retract. Which makes a lot of sense because the process is not complete. So they're still testifying. So as long as they're testifying, at any point you don't have a complete testimony, so that's it, they can break it off. And once that's complete, it would seem, Kabbalah Seidus, so then they can't. So when are you doing the Miyaymar? Not in the middle of the Drish Lahiri, after the Drish Lahiri is complete. So after it's complete, so this is something else. And in fact, if you can say it's because of a Chiv, a Bezmin, Poskim, a Sus, whatever the case, that only adds to the argument that it's actually something else. So that position would seem to make more sense. But then Tosis goes around and says, no. So really, the underlying question is, what's the determining factor as to whether we shall say that Miyaymar is a hefsek or not? You can formulate it this way. And the issue is really, we're not going to analyze miyaymar per se. Whether if you do that, you could take that approach. Is miyaymar, should that be considered hefsek? Shouldn't it be considered hefsek? Well, that depends upon something else. And that depends upon, we have this principle that achlo nechkar edusim bebezin. That is to say that until their edus is interrogated. So as long as the interrogation is going on, so they can retract. So now the question is, at what point is the edus complete? At what point do you have Kabbalah's Eidus? At what point is the Eidus complete, such that that's it? They can't really retract anymore. So one way to look at it is when they're Maisa Haggadah, it's a din in the Maisa Haggadah. That as long as the Eidim are Osek in the Maisa Haggadah, so then they can retract. But once the Maisa Haggadah is complete, so then they can't retract. But you do have the phenomenon of Bento, Kedei Divar. Maisa Haggadah is complete. They've concluded their testimony. They're not testifying anymore. They've said everything there is to say. They just say, unless Bezdin has more questions. Because the way it's produced is as a result of the questions, the answer to the questions. So if you take a look at the bottom of the transcript, these are the last words. When they utter those last words, so then they're then they're finished, and you have a Tov K'dei Dibur. But if you're going to say Miyama K'dei Kamritu, so then that's already after Tov K'dei Dibur, because Miyama is not part of the Haggadah. Once the Haggadah is complete,
which is the Drisha Nechakira, correct?
Yeah, well,
during the Drisha
Nechakira. Haggadah comes about through Drisha Nechakira. The Eidim don't just come in and read an essay, a presentation. Right. But the Maisa Haggadah is done through Drisha Nechakira. That's the way it has to be. Okay, so then they're entirely, I said before, that it seems to me, on a purely common sense basis, that this position makes sense. Because now they're saying something else. It's Miyama. What's the other? It's not just halacha in the Maisa Haggadah, but it's been in the Eidus itself, that when the Eidus, so to speak, at that point where the Eidus has an effect, and Bezdin has to deal with it, Bezdin has to make a decision, Bezdin has to be machriya, Bezdin has to be masul matan, at that point the Eidus is complete, there can't be any retraction. So this is sort of a window in between, because at this point in time, they're not dealing with the Eidus yet. Well, they are dealing with it in another way. In other words, since Bezdin has an obligation to challenge the Eidus, so that means to say that measured from the standpoint of the Eidus, it's not complete yet, because Bezdin has to challenge the Eidus. So therefore, and then maybe they'll, well, that's the, whether they'll retract or not depends upon this. But if you say, now, if you say that the Eidus is complete, that once they conclude their Maisa Haggadah, so then that's fine. They concluded their Maisa Haggadah. But if you say it's complete, at that point in time, where Bezdin is dealing with the consequences of the Maisa Haggadah, that is to say, with the consequences of the Chefta Shaleidus, once they have to deal with the consequences of it, so then it's complete. So then this would not be a hefsek, because at this point in time, they're not dealing with the consequences, they're still involved in the trying to negate it. So Bezdin is still involved in trying to negate the Eidus, so then that's not a hefsek. Because it's, as I said, it's not measured in terms of the... It's not measured in terms of the Maisa Haggadah. It's measured in terms of producing the Chefta Shel Eidus. So in terms of producing the Chefta Shel Eidus, which Bezdin is going to have to deal with in terms of Masa V'Matan, that process is not over. That process is not over because Bezdin now has to challenge, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, in terms of the Maisa Haggadah, it's complete. In terms of the Chefta Shel Eidus, that the Chefta Shel Eidus is accepted and they're going to work on it, that's not complete because they still have the Miyamar to deal with. And Bezdin, and that, so that's why he says it's not happening. Okay. The question over here is Kivin Shehigat Shuvan Echoz Ramagin. Now, literally, once they testify, they can't continue, they can't retract, or they can't add. Is that a halach in the Maisa Haggadah? That's it. Kivin Shehigat is in the Gavra Shaleid. That's where the Gavra Shaleid comes in. Once you are Magid, that's it. You're finished in terms of being Magid. So you can't say anything anymore. If that's the case, it would be very, very clear that Miyamar is a Hefsek, because that's already Kivin Shehigat. Why no, does Kivin Shehigat and Shemini Chosha Magid have to do with the Kabbalah's Eidos? That it's a din in the Cheftish Eidos, that once the Eidim testified, and they produced the Cheftish Eidos, and that Cheftish Eidos has been Makubal, and now that we're in a different phase, we're not Osek in the Chefta Shel Eidus anymore. Because we're in a different phase of Masa Matan, that's when we say they can't. But until we've set ourselves, until we will convey ourselves for the Masa Matan, so then they still can retract. Because Bezdin has not yet accepted the Eidus. Because Bezdin is not going to challenge the Eidus. So then that's, according to that, you can say that it's not a Hefsek. So then they can say, Miyaymah. Because Miyaymar is an assault on the Chefta Shel Eidus. So as long as the Chefta Shel Eidus is not Makubo, then they can still retract. That's a different way of interpreting Kigun Shehigat Shuvan Echaz Amagat, that it's not Halach in the Maisa, it's a din in the Chafsa Shalaitis. That once they're proud of the Chafsa Shalaitis, then that's it. There's no more. But here there's no Kabbalah yet because they're going to challenge it.
Would that be considered part of Jewish Akira or something different?
I don't know. The Mark in the Kamritu, it's after they testified. But it's not part of the Masu Matan, it would seem. Because it's related. It's related to the process of Kabbalah Sa'edus. Okay. As long as Bezdin is involved with the Edim, and when I say they're involved with the Edim, it's because of the issue of the Edus, they still have an opportunity of perhaps removing the Edus. So then according to the second position, this would not be a problem necessarily because it's still under the umbrella of Kivan Shehigat Shuvah and Chazar Magid. So it's not considered Kim Shehigat yet, because Bezdin is still dealing with the Edom. As long as Bezdin is dealing with the Edom, that phase where Bezdin is dealing with the Edom, so then according to this position, it's not a Hefsik and they can still be Chozer. But then, of course, in the next phase, that's it. That's the question over here. That's the question over here. In other words, do we measure Kim Shehigat purely in terms of the Maisa HaGadah? Why no? It means as long as Bezdin is still Usuk in that phase of the trial, which is to be involved with the Edom. They're still involved with the Edom and they're still involved with the Edus. Once that phase is passed, and now it's a question of Masa Matan, so then you can't have Chozer Magid. We wanted to take up, just to get past Tosfos, what Tosfos wanted to say simply, the Yodhi Shlomo seems to be simple pshat, to avoid all of this, you could simply say that they said this at the beginning, before the Drisha Chakira. Until Achila Nechredu Aegusim Bezdin, Yechol Lomar Mavud Nanu. Mir Bekuntis Pirish, the Psychosus Akasha Darshan. So Tosus Havmina is that the Psycholuschus could be done before the Drishuk Akiva. Now, if you're going to learn that way, you would solve all the controversy in the Gemara. It would be very simple. So then the issue of the Chasmina Lomar. But then Tosus says that it's very difficult to say. It's Mestavri that it's after the Kabbalah Sedus. The question in a different way is that the issue is whether it is feasible to say that you can have the psichel eschus before the drishu chakira. That's one side. The other side is that no, you can't have postal eschus until after the drishu chakira. And that's how we go, that's how we pass it. But the Havmin was saying that you can have postal eschus even before. So two sides seem to be. If this indeed is a machlokas, which it seems to be, or there's two positions having maskana, so then the question is, what's the machayev? What's the machayev of Bezdin's obligation of poschen l'schus? And can we indeed speak of poschen l'schus before the Kabbalah's Eidus? So one side maintains that the kvias Bezdin for dina nefashos is machayev of the Bezdin. That is to say that once you have Edom, and you have another individual who stands accused, so Bezdin's Mechuyah to be Kovei Adin for Din Nefashos, so when you have that phenomenon, so then post Moschus. They have to post their Moschus. That's the first thing they have to do. That's sufficient. That's the Mechai. The only thing is like this, that you look at it a different way, that at this point in time, there really is a defendant at this point in time, a nidon, determined, the source is a nidon, someone who stands accused. So until the Edom, you see, the Edus, the Haggadah's Edus and the Kabbalah's Edus creates a shame in the Gavra. In other words, the Gavra has now been accused, there's Edus, and now we have to try and save him from the effects of the Edus. Until there's Edus, so he's like anybody else. He's not even a nidon, so to speak, because maybe there's no Edus. At what point in time do you have a defendant who requires a tzelah? That's what the second day says. That once there emerges from the halachic process a gavra who's a nidon, so now it's a halacha which relates specifically to the nidon, to the gavra who's being judged. Until now, he's not being judged. He's not being judged, but we don't even have to say this over here. Once there's Kabbalah Sa'edus, so now there's a Gavra whose life is on the line, because you can't just stop at this point. Now you're going to have to judge and come to a conclusion, either for life or for death. At that point in time, you have a chiyuv of postal schus. That process. It's a din in that process, that specific process which will eventuate in the determination as to whether this person will live or not. That process is halacha in postal schus. It's a din in the process of bezin of the machrias adin. Or you could say that's the maskana, that makes a lot of sense. The other way we're saying that no, that as soon as bezin is koveya, it's kvias, and then in the kvias bezin, that bezin's koveya themselves, for the sake of a case, a capital case, as long as it's a capital case, so the very procedure of the capital case has to be posech l'schus. So that's what Tosis wanted to say. But you see, Tosis changed his position, and now you see the tokef, you see the strength of the way Rashi learns. It makes a lot, I mean, I'm not going to say the other way doesn't make sense, obviously I never say that, but it makes, you know, it makes a lot of sense to say, like Rashi is saying, that it's not just stam you throw out a schus, you try to save the guy. But the posech with schus comes into the picture when you have a nidon, and there's an individual with edus against him, which means to say that there's a chiv now to sit down in judgment and come to a decision. So that means that's when Be'er Posech, now we have to save the guy. Until now we didn't have to save the guy, because who knows if he's even, there's Edus here. There's no Edus, so he doesn't need us to save him. He doesn't need us to save him. That's the maskana. But as a result, you see the firmness of the Pshat, you know, Rashi's based upon, it's mashal from the Gemara that way. Okay.